Okay, great day, of course, at Royal Randwick coming up as well. And joining us, Brad Davidson. Very good morning, mate. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are we?
Very well. This Queen Elizabeth Stakes, so Via Sestina, $2.30, barrier 5 of 11. What did you make of the draws there yesterday? And any particular winners or losers that stuck out for you?
Yeah, I think most of the fancy runners drew pretty well there yesterday, guys. Just touched on Via Sestina there. Barrier 5 is just about ideal for her because we know she gets back in the ruck a little bit, so that perfect draw is just going to allow her to probably settle in front of one or two. And we saw her, you know, how good she was in the lead up at Rose Hill, and you know they absolutely crawled in that race, and she still put a nice little gap on them. So clearly the one to beat, I think, come the Queen Elizabeth on the weekend. Just that little bit of sting out of the track will be ideal for her. And we saw how impressive she was, and I think if she gets into a race with a bit more tempo, as she should there on the weekend with the likes of Pride of Jenny in the race, I think that's only going to play into her hands, and she'd be awfully hard to hold out late. And there's some people suggesting Pride of Jenny's a good chance of turning the tables, and just maybe, you know, 2,000 metres, Randwick's never easy, but she adds a lot to the race, doesn't she, rolling along out in front and improving hard to catch and ensuring that really strong tempo. So really looking forward to the Queen Elizabeth, and I suppose the Oaks, I don't think these barrier draws are important with the Sydney Cups and the Oaks and races like that, because at the end of the day, you've got a lot of time to build into the race, and it really comes down to who's going to stay the trip the best. But barrier number 3 for Orchestral, I'm sure they'll be very happy with that. They can just give her a lovely run midfield and present at the right time. And, you know, she was only warming up at the end of the 2,000 metres at the Vinery the other day. I thought that was their chance to beat her. So after 2,400 metres, we saw how dominant she was in the New Zealand Derby. So awfully hard to beat there on the weekend. I'm sure Godolphin will fancy their chances, though, with Zardozi, of course, saved to run in this race. I guess time will tell whether that was the right move. Of course, on Saturday morning, they thought they were dealing with a real bottomless track, but as it turned out, you know, it was probably a soft 7, heavy 8, really. So maybe if they had their time again, they would have gone around in the Derby instead of the Oaks. But time will tell. You know, she's still a terrific chance in that race, and they might have the last laugh there as well.
Yeah, I'm just reading a statement from the Kieran Maher racing team, Dave. Some sad news.
Yeah, Brave Mead, unfortunately, no longer with us there. Loz had a catastrophic injury there at track work yesterday, preparing for the Arrowfield 3-year-old sprint this weekend, where he would have been one of the major fancies as well in the race. He won the Derby Munro, of course, last start, and he would have been right there close to the top of betting for that race. Still has shown plenty of promise, and it's always very sad news when we lose any horse. And he was a horse that many people knew and were following, and he was really progressive. So very sad news. Their thoughts were all involved, and yeah, unfortunately, no longer with us.
We've got midweek racing at Gosford today. How's the track looking there?
Yeah, not too bad. Look, genuine soft track is how I'd be playing it there at Gosford today. Rails out a little bit, but expecting a pretty good surface there today, and that looks a good midweek program, actually. Some promising horses stepping out, as is always at this time of the year, with the stakes races in town. You're always getting genuine sort of Saturday class races at the midweek, so Gosford get their chance, and I think the track will hold up pretty well after some rain. We copped it big time in Yamina yesterday, but I don't think they copped as much as we did, so we know what these storms are like. They're pretty isolated, and they're expecting a pretty good program, some nice horses heading around, and it's always a track I enjoy betting at.
What do you like?
I've gone Bullets High as the best there at Gosford today. I was really taken by this horse's run last time out for Joe Pride. I think he sets up a lot better today from the low draw, can kick up and be just behind the leaders. It looks a race with enough tempo for mine, and if he finishes off like he did last start, thought it'd be really hard to hold out. So Bullets High, the best for me at Gosford today.
Okay, race 4, number 3, Bullets High. J Ford rides, Joe Pride trains, barrier 3, $3.50 currently with Tab. We'll look forward to getting all your mail for day 2 of the championships on Friday, Davo. Thank you.
Yeah, look forward to breaking it all down on Friday, guys, as we build to what's going to be a cracking day 2 of the championships.
Great stuff. Thanks, mate.